Hello and welcome to MHEC 101, a series from the Maryland Higher Education Commission that brings you up to date on programs and policies that impact you as a Maryland student, faculty, or an institution. It's good to have you all with us, and joining us today is the Director of the Office of Student Financial Assistance, which is OSFA within the MHEC agency, Donna Thomas, our director. It's so great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, Don, it's funny because I was thinking of all the various promises we could make to the listeners out there today. And one of those is always giving them up-to-date and accurate information. But today our promise is actually about the Promise Scholarship. And of course, that is the Maryland Community College Promise Scholarship. So much has happened over the last 2 years. Can you talk to us, first of all, about how the scholarship even was, you know, brought to life?
Yes. So the purpose of the Maryland Community College Promise Scholarship is to allow students who plan to enroll in one of the 16 community colleges to be able to receive their tuition and fee expenses covered through this particular scholarship. It's a last dollar award that is applied after the student's federal and state financial aid award has been applied. If the student is not receiving any federal or state dollars, then the award is applied based on their unmet tuition that they have at the community college. So the whole intent of the Promise Scholarship is to be able to ensure that their needs with regards to their tuition and fees are paid for through this particular program.
So when MHEC has its various types of scholarships and grants, this would fall under the need-based?
Yes, that is correct. It is a need-based award based on a student's unmet need.
Outstanding. And of course, we're talking about financial need.
Yes, that is correct. That's very important.
Because I have a lot of need. I'm just saying.
Yes.
I need to get to bed earlier. But to that point, let's talk a little bit about our students and other needs. They need to do a lot of things when they are looking to become eligible for this scholarship. Can you tell us some of those things that they must accomplish before they can even get eligibility?
Absolutely. The most important thing that we want students to be aware of is that there is no supplemental application that students need to complete with MHEC. The main requirement for consideration of the Promise Scholarship is for the applicant to complete the FAFSA, which is the free application for federal student aid, if they are eligible to complete the FAFSA. If they are an undocumented student, they must complete the Maryland State Financial Aid application, which is specific to undocumented students, and it is an application that is very similar to the FAFSA, where the student would go online and complete their demographic information and income information, select the institution they plan to attend. So that way the state can assess their unmet need for consideration of Promise as well as our other state scholarships. So the most important step is to complete the FAFSA and the MSFA first. Then if you are an applicant who is in their senior year of high school, planning to enroll at a community college in the coming fall, you definitely need to turn in documentation of your GPA. For Promise, we look at your unweighted cumulative GPA that you have earned at the end of the first semester. In order to be eligible, your high school GPA needs to be a 2.3 in order to be eligible. If for any reason you do not meet that 2.3 GPA requirement at the end of the first semester of your senior year in high school, you can submit your final transcript. If your final transcript shows that you have an unweighted GPA of a 2.3, we would still consider you for the Promise program. For applicants who are already enrolled in a community college, but for whatever reason did not apply for Promise in the prior year, you can be considered for Promise if you have a 2.5 cumulative GPA at the end of the spring term. So students would submit documentation of their GPA directly to MHEC for consideration of the award. All of this information is outlined on our website for students to be able to go online and follow the process. Students also will see a timeline on our website that will walk them through the steps, which would be step one, file the FAFSA or MSFA. Step two, check your MD Cash account for information on documents that you need to submit, which would be either the high school transcript or community college transcript. Step three, once you submit that documentation, monitor your MDCAPS account so that way you'll know the status of your award. Then, around July, be on the lookout to receive an award notification from us by email, letting you know if you've been awarded or if there is any additional case where a student may be placed on the wait list because of funding levels. You will be notified of that information by email as well. So it is a timeline. It kind of outlines all of this information for applicants, as well as the eligibility requirements are outlined on our website.
Outstanding. Let's talk a little bit about the actual scholarship. It's gotten a lot of press. It has a lot of interest. And one of the things that keeps being repeated over and over is that it is free community college. Can you address that for us?
Yes, a lot of people do reference the Promise Scholarship as free community college. The one important thing that everyone needs to know is that this Promise Scholarship is only awarded to applicants if they have unmet need, because it is a lifestyle award. And that award is applied after federal and state financial aid is applied to the student. So if you are a student and you are already enrolled or planning to attend a community college and your tuition and fees are covered by federal dollars, such as the Pell Grant or one of our state scholarships, then you will not receive the Promise Scholarship because you have no unmet need, meaning your tuition is fully covered through federal or state financial aid. So it's important that students are aware that it is a last dollar award, and if your tuition is covered through other sources, you will not receive the Promise Scholarship, even if you meet the GPA requirements.
That's so important to have our students understand that, as well as our parents. If someone goes to goes to mhec.maryland.gov and clicks on the Maryland Community College Promise Scholarship, all of this information will be there. But I was very impressed with the frequently asked questions that also accompanies that page. I think in the last couple of minutes, if you would maybe highlight some of those things that most students are clicking on because it's something that they're really interested in learning more about.
Absolutely. The most important thing that students need to know is that you must have graduated from a Maryland high school to be eligible for Promise or enrolled at a Maryland Community College and planning to apply for Promise because you are moving on into your subsequent year of enrollment at that community college. We also allow GED recipients who've earned their GED in the state to be considered for Promise as well. And then there's the income requirement. If you are an individual that is in a single parent household or is single, your income cannot exceed $100,000. If you are an applicant who is married or resides in a two-parent household, your income cannot exceed $150,000. So it's important that applicants keep in mind the eligibility requirements, such as they must have graduated from a Maryland high school, they must have earned a Maryland GED, or they must be attending one of our 16 Maryland community colleges for consideration of the Promise Award. And then they must meet those income requirements. And all of this information is outlined under our frequently asked question guide that they can access online by visiting our website.
And again, that's at mhec.maryland.gov. And then under quick links, you'll go ahead and push the Maryland Community College Promise Scholarship. Donna Thomas, thank you so much for being with us. Such a plethora of information. One last thing. Do you have any promises for our students if they get on our website and what else they might find?
I can promise if you visit our website, all of your questions will be asked because we have revamped our website to provide a visual outline of the process, which is going to be through a timeline. We also have enhanced our frequently asked question guide. And then we've also split the website up so that way you can see the requirements if you are an individual planning to enroll in degree-seeking courses or even if you're planning to enroll as a continuing education student, because it's important to remind students that you can be eligible for Promise if you are planning to take continuing education courses at one of our community colleges that leads to a licensure or certification. So please keep that in mind. Check out our website and feel free to reach out to us with any questions that you may have. And you can contact us by email at OSFA, mail.mpec@maryland.gov. That email address again is OS, as in Sam, F as in Frank, A as in apple, mail.mhec@maryland.gov.
Donna Thomas, thank you again so much. We look forward to talking to you in the future about other projects, programs, and policies that MHEC, Maryland Higher Education Commission, has for all of our students, faculty, and institutions. Bye-bye for now, Donna.
Bye. Take care.